and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. And as I've said so many times, it's not only a good life, it's a great life knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We're going to get into the book of Ephesians in just a moment. We're going to pick up with verse 8 of chapter 5 of the book of Ephesians. But let me invite you right now to visit with us at Central Baptist Church in Ocala, Florida. Central Baptist Church is still church. It's still a church where it feels like church. And we want you to know that there's still a church that feels like church. It won't feel like a rock concert, comedy club, or motivational seminar. It's not old-fashioned, as in 50 years ago. It is timeless, as in 2,000 years ago. And if you're looking for a church that is still a church, let me invite you to, right now, feel at home as you visit with us at Central Baptist Church in Ocala. Let me give you the address of the church right now. It's at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. 34471. Dr. Andy Bloom is the pastor there, and he preaches the Word of God as it is to men and women as they are. The Word of God goes forth. Now, Sunday school starts at 9:45 on Sunday, and the morning worship on Sunday is at 11 a.m., and then there's children's church at 11 and evening worship service on Sunday at 6. There's so many things going on here for the entire family. And we have a youth program that keeps teenagers busy for the Lord. And also, Central Baptist Church is the home of Ocala Christian Academy, K-3 through 12th grade. Join us at Central Baptist Church. There's something for the entire family, and especially the Word of God. Well, now we continue our study now in the book of Ephesians. And last time we left off with verse 7 of chapter 5. Today I'd like to pick up with verse 8. But before we do that, the study takes us there in verse 8, and in order for us to understand more fully the meaning of verse 8, I'd like for us to read verse 1 through verse 8 right now. And I would encourage you once again to have your Bible open. Follow along as I read, and so you can see and not only hear the Word of God, but you can see the Word of God as you look at your Bible. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye, therefore, partakers with them. And now verse 8 says this, For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Notice the term here in that verse that says, for ye were sometimes darkness. Well, the meaning here is, and I believe, that before the people in the church at Ephesus were saved, they were themselves found in the same ignorance and practiced the same abominations as those in the preceding verses of chapter 5 that we have just read. Now, that not only goes for the church at Ephesus, but that goes for each member of any local church. Verse 8 says, "For ye were sometimes darkness." That means that every person who is born again, those people who trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this is given to us. "For ye were sometimes darkness." Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 says, "Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh." Now, this is not talking about a certain person. This is speaking about unsaved people. It says, "Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles," or unsaved, this means in the flesh, the Bible says there, "who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands." This simply means that the Jewish people viewed Gentiles as dogs, as unworthy to know how to go to heaven. But we read and we keep studying how that God said that the middle wall of partition, of division, was rent in half. That division was done away with. There is no more division between Jews and Gentiles. We're all one in Christ Jesus, that is, once we trusted Him as Lord and Savior. The Bible says there's neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, for we are all one in Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 12 says that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens. That means that you were unsaved. Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in this world. You see, without Jesus Christ, without God in our lives, there is no hope for us. There is no hope for any man, woman, boy, or girl without Jesus Christ. And what I mean is, there is no hope in eternity. There is no hope because a person who dies without Jesus Christ goes immediately to the place called hell. And then, when Jesus, at the white throne judgment, looks at that person who has been in hell, brings them forth, and He says, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you." Those individuals who have been in hell will be cast into the lake of fire, where the worm dieth not. And to me, that simply means that you'll exist forever, 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 and forever, being tormented in the deepest regions of the lake of fire. Well, I don't want to see anyone go there. I want to see everyone in this life know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And you can know Him if you've never trusted Him. You need to turn to Him and quit turning to yourself, trying to get yourself into heaven, and let God get you there through Jesus Christ. Change your mind, repent, and understand that there's only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ, by asking Him to save you, by receiving Him as Lord and Savior, by receiving Him as God, by trusting Him to take you to heaven. Now, the Bible says there in verse 8 of Ephesians chapter 5, "For ye were sometimes darkness." That means we were lost. We couldn't see. We were blinded by the things of this life, the things of the world, the things of the devil. The verse goes on to say, "But now are ye light in the world." We were lost, but now we're found according to the Word of God. We've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, and that means that we are now light in the Lord. Now, notice if you would, light is the emblem of happiness, knowledge, and holiness. Now, the meaning is that these people at Ephesus had been enlightened by the Lord to see the evil of these practices. What practices am I speaking about? Now, we've read about it in the preceding verses of Ephesians chapter 5. And let me quickly say that the meaning is this, that fornication, all uncleanness, covetousness, filthiness, foolish talking, the whoremonger, the covetous person who is an idolater. It says there that these people will not inherit the kingdom of God, and that they ought, therefore, these people at Ephesus, and those people today who name Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that they and that we ought to forsake these things: fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, filthiness, foolish talking, and anything else that causes people to look at us and say, well, that person is not saved because, look, they live like the devil. You, as a saved person, are now in the light, so walk in it, the Bible teaches us. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And we keep reading, and we see in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, it says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, when we get to verse 9, we're going to read something else about the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You see, Paul reminds us not only those church members at Ephesus and those saved people in the church at Ephesus, but he reminds each of us who are saved. Do not be so high and mighty that you forget where God brought you from. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11 says, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. We were washed. We were once like these people, fornicators, uncleanness, covetous, filthy, foolish, whoremongers, idolaters. But Paul says, such were some of you. In other words, we do not look down, as the old saying is, we do not look down our nose at those individuals who are unsaved. We do not cast stones at those individuals. Rather, we take the Lord Jesus Christ to them and we help people know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We can't save them, but Jesus can. We need to take Jesus Christ and let them see Jesus Christ for who he really is, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God that came into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. We save people are to walk in the light of the Lord. We are no longer in darkness, so why let darkness rule our lives? We need to give ourselves completely to the Lord and let him lead and guide us. Not to be saved, but because we are saved. 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, there's the word darkness again, we lie and do not the truth. In other words, if we're living like the devil as saved people, we're not living in the truth. We're not letting the truth lead and guide us. And of course, the truth is Jesus Christ. But if we walk in the light, verse 7 of 1 John says, chapter 1, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, God loves each of us, and he wants us to live for him. And the only way we can live for him is first to be saved. And then we have to walk as he would have us to walk in order to please him, to bring honor and glory to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we bring honor and glory to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we are honoring God the Father. Some people believe that God is their Father without knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's called the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. The fatherhood of God is from the pits of hell. It's a term that people use trying to make themselves feel good that God the Father is their heavenly Father. Well, he's not unless they've trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Do you know him? If you do not know him, you need to trust him today. Ask him to come into your heart. Live for Jesus Christ. And if you want to have fullness of life, then you need to be living for the Lord. The only way to live for him is to trust him as Lord and Savior. Then as a saved person, you need to live for him every moment of your life. Let people know that you're living for the Lord Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.